And we welcome you to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants practice on this Tuesday as they get ready for their third preseason game on Saturday night in Indianapolis. I'll also sit down and talk with one of the new Giants, Jameel McClain, will join us here on the program. But joining me right now for the next 30 minutes, a member of the Super Bowl 25 New York Giants team and the man who's played in the second most games in Giants history, Howard Cross. Howard, how are you?
You know, Strahan gets everything. He gets the most games. He gets all the shows. It's okay.
All right, your impressions of the Giants back at work practicing today?
I thought it was pretty interesting. They were in pads. I was happy to see that, you know, being from the old school days. They got after it a little bit. They were very physical. The offensive line, defensive line definitely played physical. And the receivers and DBs really had good competition out there.
All right, let's take a look at the Giants injury report as the Giants had a limited number of players missing practice today. Trindon Holliday remains out with that hamstring. So does Xavier Grimble. Peyton Hillis with the ankle. And then Jarrell Jernigan with a knee also out. So it's a situation in John Connor with a concussion. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin says he hopes to get a guy like John Connor back later in the week. Said Peyton Hillis is still moving along slowly with that ankle injury. And Howard, you know, you take a look at practice today, you take a look at the injuries, and then you take a look at a lot of former Giants like to come to practice. And one of the guys that you know well, Plexico Burress, was out watching practice today.
It was great to see Plexico back here at the stadium at the complex, seeing him walk through practice. We were making jokes about running the 18-yard comeback. He's like, I had my whole career. I maybe caught two. And I started laughing. So he enjoyed the competition as well. He was remarking that there was at least one receiver that was his height, so he didn't feel so bad.
Yeah, no, Antrell Roll was joking at him, and he said, listen, in the red zone, you can still run that post corner. I'm sure you can still get that done. And Plaxico was like, you know what, I think I probably still could get that done. That's it's awesome. The rest of the stuff, though.
Oh, it's tough. It's hard on the knees when you stop playing. You don't get that whole body into that kind of, I'm going to do this shape.
All right, well, one of the guys that the Giants and the Giants fans are anxious to see get back at work is Odell Beckham Jr., who resumed practice yesterday on a limited basis. Once again today, on a limited basis, but he talked about getting back into the swing of things.
You could have a set plan, and let's say I were to go out today and I come back tomorrow and I tell them I'm sore, then, you know, you might take it down a notch the next day. You know, you're not going to keep ramping it up if it's not, you know, not feeling 100. So, it's like I said, it's one of those things that's day-to-day, and, you know, slowly but surely we're getting back to where we need to be.
All right, let's take a look at Odell Beckham Jr. Here's a guy that was drafted in the first round. He's been limited by hamstring issues, even in the spring and now at the start of camp. Howard, how long is it going to take him to get up to speed?
I think it's more than the plays, because you can learn plays. You can learn how to run routes and kind of fit in with your natural gifted abilities. I think it's going to be more the hamstring, because once you get a hamstring, that's one of those injuries that lingers all day long, all year long and all season long. It's going to be a little tough for him to get over that. It's kind of like, how well is it? The first time he feels a tweak, how's he going to stretch? What's he going to be taking in to try to alleviate some of the dehydration? He has a lot to overcome for this season.
And Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, after practice today, talked about Odell Beckham Jr. and the fact that, you know, each day it's getting better and better. And he says when he's up to full speed, he expects him to be part of his punt return unit and get reps there. Let's take a look at the depth chart of the Giants' wide receiving core. Obviously, Odell Beckham Jr. drafted in the first round by the Giants. It all works around Victor Cruz, Jarrell Jernigan. You got Mario Manningham, you know, part of this receiver group. As the Giants are trying to sort out this group and find out who's going to be number three and who's going to be number four in this mix, you know, depending on how quickly Odell Beckham Jr. picks things up. But it's a crowded group and a lot of competition.
It definitely is a crowded group, a lot of competition. I think Jernigan has to get back on the field. You know, being a third wide receiver is great, but you really need to play special teams or do something else to be involved, cover or kick, do something. And if he's only the third wide receiver, he can't miss practice. He can't miss games. Mario Manningham's another guy who, talented guy, coming off a couple bad knees and a couple bad seasons of a lot of injuries. He needs to find something else to do in order to make the team. But a kid like Washington, a big, tall kid that can run down the field, who can cover kicks, who can, you know, be that gunner on punt team, that's somebody they're going to take a good look at.
All right. Well, you know, it's one of those situations, too, where the Giants are trying to find the different components and the different answers. And, you know, these young guys like Corey Washington mm-hmm. that you mentioned. We talked about Plaxico Burress being at practice. Here's a kid in Corey Washington who's trying to make the team as an undrafted free agent who's got that wide radius. The quarterback and offensive coordinator, Eli Manning and Ben McAdoo, talked about Washington's attributes.
He's made plays, and so that's obviously you know what you like to see from a receiver. Can they you know win those one-on-one matchups? And he's been able to do that on the fade last week, on the go route the week before, making a play, jumping over a receiver, making a catch. So you know he's still got to still improve on route running and techniques and those things, but just from a size matchup and playmaking ability, he's done a good job making some plays in the games and in practice.
Corey's a big man that can run and go get the football. That's a good place to start. He's a young guy who has a lot to learn, but he's really done some special things over the last week. It'll be exciting to see him grow.
When the ball's in the air down the field, he's going to go get it. And, you know, that's a pretty impressive quality for a wide receiver. So he's impressed me that way. I think he's gotten, from the time he got here, much more serious in his understanding of how important meetings are and being locked in there. And that's really helped him, I think, in terms of being able to execute on the field.
You know, Howard, every year in the National Football League, some 60 to 65 players make the league as an undrafted free agent. And here's a kid who's making plays in games, but he's also making plays in practice every week. A couple days during the week he's making plays. He's taking advantage of a golden opportunity.
He's definitely taking advantage. Kind of reminds me back a few years ago, Victor Cruz burst on the scene, making a lot of plays in the Giant Jet game. And all of a sudden people are like, who's this kid Cruz? Where did he come from? Washington has an opportunity to do that, not just as a receiver out there on the field making plays with his hands and with a big range, but as a special teams player. I keep saying that there's only one ball to go around. He needs to make plays.
All right. And, you know, the other thing, too, is Mario Manningham is a guy that, trying to come back from knee injury, picked it up in practice today. And Giants head coach Tom Coughlin says he's got to start showing some stuff. What you did in 2011, that was in the past.
Oh, Mario's got a lot to do. He's got to figure out how to get healthy, how to make plays on and off the field. We'll see.
All right. The New York Giants were able to practice outside here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, but we're inside in our studios because of the weather that's moved into the area. One guy who brings a storm defensively is Jameel McClain. We'll sit down and talk with him next as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. Back here in Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. We continue our look at the New York Giants. Still to come, we'll dial into the Giants' defensive ends. But now it's time to look at the linebacker position. And earlier I had a chance to sit down with one of the new acquisitions who's happy to be in Big Blue, Jameel McClain. The Giants bolstered their linebacking core with the signing of Jameel McClain as a free agent from the Baltimore Ravens. McClain's in his seventh year out of Syracuse, and nothing has been handed to this rugged linebacker out of Philadelphia. He entered the National Football League as an undrafted free agent in 2008. After suffering a severe neck injury in 2012, he bounced back last year, starting 10 games with 50 tackles for the Ravens.
Jameel McClain, this guy's a football player. This is a tough guy, a true throwback tough guy. Brings a physical presence to the game. Again, hopefully the team would be sent, and just bringing those two guys with their leadership and passion for the game, it'd just be a spark for the whole defense. And we expect him to push for a starting role, if not be a rotational backup, multiple spots and play teams.
Jameel McClain joins us here on the program, and how does it feel fitting in with the New York Giants?
You know, it's amazing. You know, it's an amazing experience for me to come here and to be part of such a prestigious, you know, program. It's just a good opportunity. Having fun.
All right. Now, you were with the Ravens.
Yeah.
But you grew up in Philly.
Yeah.
Are some of your buddies back home giving you a hard time? I mean, you're with the enemy now.
Oh, you know, I get it all of the time on that one, you know, but they go with me, man, so... You know, the Eagles just lost a lot of fans.
There you go. You made the NFL as an undrafted player. Talk about that road to that, to signing a deal with the Giants and now going into your seventh year in the league. How'd you get it done?
You know what, man? It's a journey of self-belief. You know, self-belief, believing in myself and believing what I could do, and also having great people in my corner, you know, whether it was my family, you know, my brothers and my sisters, my aunt, my uncle, you know, my mother, everybody is so instrumental. But, you know, starting with the Ravens and having all of the great coaching that I had, you know, they told me to pay a lot of attention to the details, and those type of things have helped me survive in this league for a while.
And you've overcome a lot of challenges. In 2012, when the Ravens won the Super Bowl, you suffered a severe neck injury.
Yeah.
So you missed that run. You start last year on PUP. I remember talking to you during your bye week, and you were really confident that everything would be good. Did you ever get nervous, though, when you first came back?
You know what? I didn't. You know, I couldn't afford to get nervous. You know, one misstep, one I really can't make this hit or I really can't take this guard could have been my injury, could have been the thing that shut me down. So, you know, like when I spoke to you around that time, it just was, I got this. Like, I can do this. I'm coming back full tilt, and physical is my game. So to take away from that, you know, I become a whole different player at that point.
50 tackles in the last 10 games of the regular season for you. Talk about this defense, and what are some of the things about this Perry Fuel defense that you like that's a good fit for you?
You know what? I love all of the things that this defense is capable of. You know, Perry, he's a great defensive coordinator. You know, I can't speak more highly of him. I came in, and when we were interviewing, he was telling me some of the things, and I just was like, man, like, this defense is going to be on fire. You know, they were already good last year, and the things that we're going to do this year is going to surpass that. You know, that's the goal.
All right, you and John Beeson in the spring got a chance to work together. Mm-hmm. He's out right now with an injury. You move into the middle. How anxious are you to get John back?
You know what? I'm very anxious to get John back because I know this group, it gets that much better with John in the mix. You know, he's a phenomenal player, you know, an even better person. And that type of leadership only helps on the team. You know, it only helps everything that we're about. So when you get John back into the mix and we have all of the guys that we have, you know, finding a role and getting adjusted to this defense and getting their niche, you know, this linebacker group becomes a little more dangerous.
Is it fun mentoring a young guy like Devon Kennard, who the Giants took in the fifth round out of USC, and he's making plays in practice and in the game, but, you know, looking to you for some leadership?
You know, it's fun. It's fun in general. You know, it's fun for all of the guys. You know, it's fun for people that were here for a year ago, you know, that I get to talk to and get them some of my experiences on the NFL, because my experiences may be different than John's. So you get to see it from a different light. So, you know, talking to Devon and talking to Fox and Anderson and getting all of those guys adjusted to the league and telling them what to expect and, you know, what things are just a myth.
We appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck this season.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Well, Jameel McClain is in the middle right now. The Giants are looking for some pass rush to get dialed up. We will focus in on the Giants' defensive line and the edge rushers as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. Time for our top moments of the day. Prince Amukamara with the interception and a pass intended for Odell Beckham Jr. Then Thomas Gordon gets in on the act as well and picks off the pass. One more play, though. The offense had their moments. Eli Manning, gorgeous throw right here, finding Reuben Randall for a long gain as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Here on MSG+, we're in the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Bad weather has forced us inside. Howard, we're going to focus in now on the pass rushers, but you had a chance to watch practice, some of the one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. What's your take on this Giant defensive front right now?
Well, what I can see is, like, you know, that whole thing last year, the NASCAR package, all the great rushers and everything, they're going to have to find a way to make that happen, and everybody's waiting on JPP to be the guy he was 2 or 3 years ago. I think they're going to have to go past that. I think Kiwi's going to have to get 10 or 12 sacks. I think the two interior defensive tackles are going to have to find a way. And someone's going to have to be the spell guy, the guy that's going to give the other guys rest. Who that's going to be, I know everybody likes Moore, but Moore doesn't play the run as strong as everybody wants.
All right, let's take a look at the depth chart for the Giants as far as the defensive ends are concerned. And, you know, you got Jason Pierre-Paul, Mathias Kiwanuka. They added Robert Ayers. Demontre Moore's back in his second year. And when you take a look at this group, do you see a possibility of them keeping a fifth defensive end out of this group?
out of this group, it's going to be kind of, I don't know. Somebody's going to have to do something in these last two or three preseason games to catch the eye of the coaches. And they got to know that. They got to know that, hey, look, I'm going to try to make a play on defense. I'm going to try to make a play in the run. I'm going to try to get on some team, some coverage team that you didn't expect to be on. There are so many things you can do to make the team, to catch the eye of the coaches. You got to do it. And what happens is when you come from a place of, hey, I was a star in college. I was the man in college. I didn't play special teams. I didn't do this or I didn't do that. Now you got to, like, humble yourself and do everything you can to make the team and even ask for more chances.
Yeah, and one guy that the Giants just added last week is Israel Adonijé, mm-hmm. who wears number 72. He's a veteran guy, 9 years in the league, can play on special teams. He's been a productive player. I wouldn't be surprised if a guy like that finds his way onto the roster. But what about Jason Pierre-Paul? He had 16 and a half sacks in 2011. Since then, just 6 sacks. He's been dealing with injury, but JPP says he's fit and ready to go.
It's all preseason. You know, I know guys say, you know, it matters or whatever, but really, it really don't. You know, I know for a fact, you know, when it's time to buckle down and get ready to play Detroit on that Monday night, we're going to be ready to go. The whole defense, the whole offense, which we believe in or whatever. But I know for a fact, defense is going to be ready to go in and we're going to play to our best capability. So.
I've seen growth out of him. I've seen a much better attitude. I've seen the old JPP. I think, and I'm not, you know, you can ask him, but he didn't really get to participate in camp last year. And this year he's participating in camp. And if you notice, before the practice begins, he's out running routes, covering. That's the old JPP. His attitude is good. His work ethic has been very good. He'll continue to develop, and I'm sure he'll regain his form.
All right, Howard, let's talk a little bit about JPP and some of the action from the game the other night and your take on him overall.
I think right now he's kind of playing himself back into not shape, but playing himself back into that physicality that he had before. You see him make a great move to get by the guy. You see him playing strong against the run, coming down the line of scrimmage. We like that out of JPP. But the statement he made, maybe kind of he misquoted himself by saying it's not important to play the preseason game. It's very important for him to play, to get back to live action, to get his body up to full speed.
Yeah, and the good news for him is this year he's not rehabbing necessarily from a surgery or an injury, but he's able to kind of get himself ready for the season. And with Justin Tuck gone, they need some leadership.
They do need some leadership, and it's also important that this is his contract year. So he's got to play for a lot of things. He's dialing for dollars right now.
All right, and defensive coordinator Perry Fuel also spoke with the media about the progress of DeMontre Moore.
Will he continue to grow every day and take advantage of each opportunity he has to get better? He can't afford to have setbacks. And when I mean setbacks, not only physically but mentally, you know, being into every practice, growing as a football player, and then he'll reach his true potential. That will be the reality of him. If he doesn't do that, then we'll be wondering all the time, you know, when is this guy going to develop?
Howard, a guy with immense talent, but as Perry Fuel said, you got to be consistent both in the games and in practice.
Well, what happens with young players, you know, you have a burst onto the scene, you'll do something great, and you get in your mind, that's where you are. I'm going to be great at this. Then you realize there's so much more to the game. Once you put something on tape, guys study that, and they work to stop you from doing it. So you have to learn to do more things. Week in and week out, you got to diversify your abilities. You got to work on, okay, I did the inside move this week. I got to get on the outside move next week. I got to learn the bull rush this week. Hey, I got to learn to take on the blocker. I can't get pushed out. I can't stand up. I got to find ways to make more plays.
And as we saw in some of those clips, especially against Pittsburgh, he was much more active against the run. We know he can rush the passer, but he's got to be stout against the run. Robert Ayers is another guy that the Giants added, who I think is going to be a very good player because you can move him inside, play him on the outside as well. Well, it's time for a look at Instagram, and this is one of the really cool things as far as Giant fans are concerned. You come out, come to training camp, you come to practice, you upload your photos. Steve Weatherford is always willing to ham it up with you. You get your pictures with your family. Here's how you submit your photos from practice. You go to Facebook/New York Giants, on Twitter @Giants, and on Instagram @NY Giants. It's always fun. Two more days left of practice open to the public. Well, Victor Cruz, he was at work today. Corey Washington, ready to go. More of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG+. We're back here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Well, players come into the National Football League in all different shapes and sizes, and they come from various experiences, big schools, small calls. In this week's edition of The Blitz, Anita Marks talks with some Giants who had the hard road to the NFL.
Anita Marks here with wide receiver Corey Washington, who's really making a name for yourself. Even head coach Tom Coughlin has been impressed not only with your performance at training camp, but also in your first preseason game against the Buffalo Bills. It's got to make you feel great.
Yes, ma'am. You know, my hard work paying off right now. You know, coming from a small school, I have to do things like that to get attention around here. So it feels great.
Touchdown, Giants.
He's learning. I mean, it's a process for these guys that come out of college to learn what exactly we want and how to do it each and every rep.
When you go undrafted, you know, you're kind of like on the bottom of the totem pole. I feel like you have to come in and make your own expectations, to make them have expectations for you once you go in and prove your worth and show them what you could do.
It's a humbling role, and, you know, coming as a smaller school, you're always getting scrutinized of wondering can they uphold to the talent and the competition and the demand.
Our work ethic has to set ourselves apart from the big school names, because we can't be comfortable. If we get comfortable, then that's when us undrafted small school guys usually get in trouble.
Talk about what it's like coming from a small school and really making a name for yourself in the NFL, which obviously you have done very well.
It's amazing. I mean, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and a little bit of luck goes in there as well, but you just got to be at the right place at the right time. I'm proud of where I came from, proud of the road that I took, because it taught me that, you know, hard work really pays off, and I'm living that each and every day.
Well, so many great players in the NFL have come from small schools, and I'll start with the greatest receiver of all time, Jerry Rice, just to name one, and you can go on. You played at a big school, Alabama. When you saw these guys from small schools come, did you size them up a little bit?
No, you didn't really size them up. You know, you saw, like I said, Jerry Rice. You saw Walter Payton. So you know there are guys that can play no matter where they're from. I just think that you just got to get after it no matter where you're from and any opportunity. You work harder than everyone else. Jerry Rice had a legendary workout program, and so did Walter.
All right, Howard, we're going to do it again tomorrow night here on MSG. Good stuff, as always. Make sure you join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern here on MSG Plus for Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.